Here's story time that I know will please the guys I work with. I think this is one of their favorite type of situations where I'm in some sort of social setting and I take it in the shorts. I'm starting to think that maybe I walk around. Do you guys like hang a sign on my back that says kick me in the butt?
No, but
I go out into the wild.
No, but you do seem to fall into these situations more than us.
I really do. And you're going to get a big kick out of this one because this involves America's youth versus me. And I know these are some of your favorite stories.
Yeah,
going all the way back to, hey, Jubb, is my chicken ready yet? One of the most attitudinal interactions I've ever had with a teenager, where an 18-year-old at an all-day graduation party that my family was throwing for my son and his best friends. We had done nothing but wait on all, and it was fine. This is what you do. You host a party and you have a good time and, you know, you cook food. And as the evening went on, we were preparing our second meal and I was on the grill again. And the graduates, they were graduating from high school, started smoking cigars. And one of them leaned over to me and blew out a puff of smoke and said, hey, Jubb, is my chicken ready yet?
Not Mr. Dunham or even Mr. George.
No.
Hey, wasn't he wearing sunglasses, too?
Oh, yeah, sunglasses, shirtless. just gotten off the lake. He had the world figured out at 18.
Yep. You were just there. You were his support staff.
I was his support staff, and I couldn't really tell him anything interesting outside of, was his chicken ready at that time?
That's the only thing you had to contribute to his life. Yeah. He didn't want to hear your life story or anything else.
No. So to this day,
you got my chicken ready?
20 years later, I probably hear it twice a week from people in parking lots and wherever. Hey, Jubb, the chicken ready yet? So it's a funny story, and we've carried it through the years. But it is amazing how some
people... And he quickly surpassed you, didn't he, this young man?
He's doing fine. He's doing great. And, you know, the wild thing is, remember when we had him on like 3 years ago? He didn't remember it that way. He just kind of remembered it as, well, yeah, you know, I just asked if, well, you know, when the chicken was going to be ready.
See, I agree with him. I think you've exaggerated
like
the story.
Even to this day, it's never been I was young and dumb. I'm really sorry I, you know, said that. It's just kind of that happened. What are you going to do about it? Okay. So this is a couple of evenings ago, late afternoon, and I ran up to the grocery store to get some supplies for the Maestro Dobel D&M Open, which, by the way, had a number of celebrities that we'll talk about here in a few minutes in the next segment. But anyway, I went up to get some drinks. We had some sport drink. We had maybe a couple of six packs of the finest beer around, maybe some Four Corners and Eight company beers, people we support. And I got some snacks, too. So I go to the checkout, and I've got, I don't know, 12, 15 items or so. And there's two girls that are there, and I said, do you mind if we do paper instead of plastic? And they said, sure. And they were very sweet girls. And one of them started, you know, putting my items into paper sacks. And then here he comes. Maybe the coolest guy I've ever seen in my life. He's got what looks to be some sort of like a lollipop, and he's got a hunk of gum that he's about to put in his mouth. So he walks up.
How old a guy is this?
I'd say 16, 17,
okay,
somewhere in there.
And he's just a customer at this place?
No, he works there.
Okay.
He works there. Comes up, takes the sucker out of his mouth. Pops the gum in, starts chomping on that, says, what's up to the girls? Looks at me and looks down at one of the items that I got, is, you know, like a box of granola bars. Those any good? Yeah, I enjoy them. I think they're fine. Yeah, they're good.
Wow.
Never had them. Takes the box and puts it in a plastic bag, and he starts, you know, putting some items in. Just real nonchalant, like, didn't really have time to do it, but, you know, he was just going to almost no-look it into the plastic bag. And I said, yeah, we're doing paper, if that's okay. And he goes, still a bag, isn't it?
He's got a good point. You have to hand it to him that he's got a good point.
And he's an employee there?
Yeah, yeah.
So he knows better than you already, though. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
So that's all he had to say to me. Now, he's trying to, this is the only reason he's there, is to, you know, hang out with the girls. And goes, y'all been busy? And they say, well, yeah, you know, kind of. Are you sure so-and-so doesn't need you in dairy? Who's dairy?
Yes.
And they said, no, the dairy section, I think they're stocking right now. You sure they don't need you? What? Dairy. Yeah, who's dairy?
What?
No, the dairy section of the groceries. These are the girls explaining.
Is he clowning him?
No.
Is he
is this big a dope. He has no idea what the dairy section is of the grocery store where he works.
How did he get hired?
I don't know.
Because he had access to THC-laced lollipops.
There's still, all the items are still in the plastic bag. He hadn't taken them out, and I said, we're going paper here. And he goes,
hold on, I'm talking about dairy. He's this guy that works here.
And finally they said, the dairy section. Well, first I said to him, we're still doing paper here, if that's okay. And he goes, yeah, they'll handle it. Now, who's dairy?
God.
The dairy section. They may need you in the dairy section. Yeah, I'll get there. I'll get there. Hey, did you hear about so-and-so? And in my mind, I had all sorts of things to say to him. Like, you know, this is horrible customer service. Let me back up. Number one, you are not that cool. Your haircut's ridiculous. You're 16 years old. And
okay,
you got a
boomer.
Huge bag of nothing. And you're going to come up here and you're going to give me attitude. And then you don't even know what the dairy. That throws you for a loop when someone says they may need you in dairy. You don't even know what the dairy section is of the grocery store.
Is he really that stupid? I can't imagine somebody who is employed at a grocery store not knowing the dairy section.
Well, we'll have to learn at some point. After this day, he will know what the dairy section
is. You are 16 or 17 years old. You don't know that there's a... And you have accepted a job at the grocery store. And that throws you for a loop?
Yeah, they don't quiz you on, hey, do you know this? Do you know this? Do you know that?
Well, no, they don't, but wouldn't you think anyone who's not a dope would know what the dairy section is of the grocery store by the time you're 17 years old?
Think about it. If this guy's never done grocery shopping, one of his parents has done the grocery shopping the whole time, he doesn't know what the dairy section is.
Why would he apply for a job at a grocery store? It's
because
a foreign thing to him.
No, because it's nearby and it's a low-wage job that oftentimes people, that's their first job.
Well,
I would venture to guess that 99.99999% of Americans know what the dairy section is. This kid is a big-time outlier.
Okay, but of 16-year-olds.
Yes, 99.999%.
I disagree. You'd be amazed. I bet you 99.9% of teenagers don't know how a thermostat works. It's in their house every day. It has to be touched, and they don't know how it works.
99%?
Listen. Yeah. That 99% don't know.
How do the girls know? How do the girls possibly know and cite examples of milk and cheese and eggs?
They may work there longer. They may have been more observant.
They may have a half a brain.
I think this guy is a severe outlier in not knowing at age 16 what the dairy section is.
The sad thing is, Gordo may be right about that, and this guy's just the spokesman for the percentage, however big or small it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's as high as 20%.
Flipping dumb can you be?
If you asked a 16-year-old, what is the dairy section? Okay, what?
That would be interesting because There is no way only 20% of 16-year-olds know that. When I was 16,
I'm saying 20% don't know it. Like 80% probably do. But there's probably 20%. Oh,
okay. Yeah, so I'm saying 99%.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere
you're saying
80%. There.
So we're not that far off. But all I know is when I was 16, 100% of my fellow 16-year-olds knew what the dairy section was. I think we knew that when we were 8.
I know, but you have to understand, I think the world also has changed a little bit in that food just magically appears. You know, it's DoorDash.
DoorDash brings it
you're
to
not
us
in grocery
from
store.
The dairy
yeah.
section.
But you know,
16-year-olds aren't doing a lot of grocery shopping, and they probably don't. Now they don't go with their mom or dad to the grocery store.
Don't you imagine, even if it's his first day, though, they show him around? Okay, this is meats, this is cereal, this
and
is
he's
dairy.
Not listening to any of that. He's doom scrolling on his phone. Just hurry up and get this
that
training over
be.
With where
Just
I can get my first paycheck.
That could be, but they at least know the word dairy, and they at least know the word section. Right?
There's no way that's a word.
They can put those together. That dairy is not this word that's never used. So that is
kinda
so.
Is.
It's not that we're talking about that spot in the store. We're talking about the word dairy.
It's a major food group,
right? Yes, that pretty much every human knows by age 8, and the word section, which every human knows by age 8. And so by 16, you're telling me he can't put those two words together? I don't buy that.
And that it's not somebody's name. Who?
Dairy.
Dairy.
Yeah.
Who's
like
that?
I think he is a severe outlier.
One name.
One name? And you chose Dairy?
Maybe he's a big Letter King fan.
Maybe. Yeah. So I had a lot of things in my mind. The only thing I did was I took my items out of the plastic. Mm-hmm. I got my own paper sack, and I put them in there. And I said, thank you, girls. And I said, you are going places.
And I left. Oh, I'm so passive aggressive. He probably took that as a compliment. And you, damn right I am.
Thanks, boomer. Later. Whatever,
yes.
Dude.
Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A No. 1 Air.
Earlier this morning, George told an exciting story about a conflict he had in a grocery store. About a 16-year-old... attitudinal grocery store worker who didn't know what the dairy section was.
And think about that. As far as conflict, he didn't even know there was conflict. The conflict was with me.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's mainly, that's part of the main reason why I think you were in the wrong.
Maybe he was
chilling, having a good life. You know, he's not as uptight as you are about things.
First violation, we've talked about this a number of times through the years. If you work at a store, mm-hmm. you don't comment on the items that are being purchased.
I agree with you on that.
Whether it's granola bars or feminine products or
that
whatever.
That may be a little of a boomer attitude, but it does seem like it's best practice to not, hey, you got buying a lot of tampons, huh? It must be a pretty rough time right now for you. Anyway.
Right.
Yep.
It's a little awkward. A little awkward. You don't need to comment on how much junk food somebody's buying or anything like that. But P1 Herkle Durkle brings up an interesting point here, and maybe we're thinking about this wrong. Because for those that missed the story, the girls who were working up there at the register told this 16-year-old guy who wandered over and starts sacking George's groceries in the wrong. He starts putting them in plastic. George requested paper. But they said, hey, I think they want you in dairy. And he said, who's dairy? And they said, you know, the dairy section. Yeah, but who's dairy? And y'all did a who's on first on that for a while. P1 Herkle Durkle says he was going for a sex joke but didn't really land it.
I don't think so.
Trust me.
On his face, the puzzled look on his face was he had no idea what the word dairy meant in the context of a grocery store.
It's the most likely explanation. They might need you in dairy. Yeah? Who's dairy?
That dude couldn't land a punchline if he had to.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I don't think so. The guy doesn't sound smart enough to pull off that
joke. Well, but you think that he doesn't sound smart enough because you're assuming the first part, that he didn't know what the dairy section was. But
no.
he's not dumb because he does know what the dairy section is in this explanation.
No.
He's just making a Grex joke.
No, I'm also adding in the first part of the interaction with George.
Which is just him saying, you know.
Attitudinal.
Yeah. Those any good?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fine. They're granola bars, you know. Never had them. As he puts them into the plastic bag.
He didn't sniff. You're adding a bunch of stuff.
I swear, not much. He may not have sniffed, but there was a lot of attitude.
You were just sensing attitude because you're overly sensitive to attitude.
You got the attitude, dog.
he definitely had the attitude, dog.
You should have told
dog.
Him that he had the attitude, dog.
I just told him he was going places.
And he took you, believe me, he took that as, if he is as dumb as Craig is testifying that he is, then he took that as a compliment.
Probably.
When you walked away and said, hey, dude, just want to say, you are going places.
Because I should have just built him up. I shouldn't have tried to square off with a 16-year-old.
And didn't we all have dumb moments when we were 16?
No doubt.
Maybe not dairy section dumb moments, but dumb moments.
I was about to say something really boomer. I swear to you.
Uh-oh.
Because I did work in a job that was about customer service, and it was at a golf course, and every member, I treated them with respect. Because I was 16 years old, 15 years old.
Yeah, but we've changed that now to where there's not as big a stratification between, it's like everybody's a person now. There's not this caste system of, young people have to kowtow to these older people and all that.
No, they don't have to do that. Just how about a little bit of courtesy? Just courtesy.
Hey, guys.
Kurt E. C.
Middle name's Emmett. All right, but that got me thinking about a list I saw one time of stupid things that people had witnessed. People were saying, "What's the stupidest thing you ever heard someone say?" Okay, and people were answering this. One person said, "When I worked at a doctor's clinic, I had a lady on the phone wanting to book an appointment to have her flu shot. She specifically asked for it to be a telephone appointment." And I could not believe that I had to explain to her that we cannot give a flu shot over the phone.
I'm sorry.
But you offer telephone appointments. You offer telemedicine.
Send it through the line, man.
Yeah. We'll do it over FaceTime.
That's pretty amazing.
Another one said, my husband had to explain to a coworker that she could not take a train from the U.S. to Europe. But she said, no, but I have to because I don't like flying. I'm scared of flying. He's saying, yeah, there's I know that you're scared of flying, but you can't take one. No, but I have to. I mean, it's...
we'll start building it, I guess.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that I'm not allowing you not to take one. It's that you... Someone else said they had to explain to someone why a room on a cruise ship that was below sea level would not have a balcony. They were pissed that their particular room didn't have a balcony. They were fine with taking the lesser rate for the room that's below sea level, but we want the balcony.
Oh, wow.
You're basically on a submarine at this point. You can't have one.
There were a lot of men not understanding how women work. Mm. One woman said she had to explain to a man that she was dating that women do not all have their period at the beginning of the month all around the world at the same time.
They're all cycle sisters.
And then I was surprised at how many times I saw this, that guys think that women can, and this is very sensitive, mm-hmm,
can hold in their period.
What?
They're thinking, well, you know, it's like going, they go to the bathroom to handle that kind of stuff, and so you can hold it till you get to the next restroom, so why can't you just hold it in?
Wow.
Another one, and I posted something on Twizzler that these ridiculous pillows, they were like these throw pillows that have the compass rose on it, you know, it's supposed to show you the directions.
Yeah.
And it had north, south, east, and west that went basically clockwise around the compass. So it's north on the top and then south is over to the right, and then you look at the bottom of the pillow, and it had east, and then
well, it's
west,
got all four
west.
Directions. What's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, it's north, south, east, west. That's the way we say it. So we just go clockwise around and put the letters.
What's your problem?
But yeah, one person mentioned had to heard someone having explained to them that north is not whichever way you're facing. That's not just by definition north. They're thinking that, so no, whichever north. Way I'm facing north, and then east is to my right. That's the way it works. Somebody mentioned that they taught someone who had been typing and using computers for years, decades even, that you can actually hold the shift and then hit a letter to get a capital letter. You don't have to do caps lock on, hit the letter, caps lock off. This one's related to your 16-year-old at the grocery store. A person wrote, I had to explain to a restaurant worker that eggs are not dairy.
Hmm.
And I bet you a lot of people get confused on that.
Yeah, I think the girls cited eggs as dairy.
Right, because eggs are in the dairy section.
Right.
But they're not dairy.
Right.
The moon isn't self-illuminating from within.
This thing, it has a its own glow to it.
That the sun was not that the sun was a star. They listened to a whole idiotic discussion about how the sun's not a star. Yes, it is actually. No, it's a sun. Yes, it is the sun, but. It's also a star. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you got full
stars are way far away, and they're smaller.
And the sun is the sunny thing up there.
Yeah, stars are much smaller than the sun. You can barely see them at night. And then I can see how someone gets confused on this one. They said, I used to think a quarter after, when you're discussing the clock and time, right? I used to think a quarter after meant 4:25.
Because it's the same as money value, right. Of 25 cents.
A quarter is 25 cents, so a quarter after must be 4:25.
Okay. Uh-oh. Can kids today read just a clock with hands on it?
Do they teach that in school? I think they still teach it in school, and to be quite honest, I'm not sure why they would teach it in school. Like, why do we have to know how to read those clocks?
They're still.
Why don't we just get rid of those clocks?
I don't think you need to spend a lot of time on it, but
it's pretty easy to learn.
Yeah, Big Ben, you want to go digital on that?
Yes, or? Big Ben needs to convert to digital.
There are still a lot of clocks like that everywhere you go. They're still in a lot of places.
Yeah,
and so I think it would be worth the 1 minute it would take to learn how to read a clock.
I think it takes longer than a minute for people. I think they're. Okay. I guarantee you, there's still
2 minutes a day.
There's still
for
a lot
the first
of
2 weeks of first grade, and then we got it.
I think there's a lot of tweenagers. I'm guessing. I don't know. Older than just small kids, who still will say, "Hey, look, can you tell me what time it is? Oh, there's a clock right there. Yeah, but could you tell me? I can't really decipher
Man.
It." And now everyone has cell phones and watches. You know, like smart watches. It is a skill that at some point we're going to get to the point where it's like, why are we even teaching this?
But I think those clocks will always exist, and I think it's one of those things you just teach. It may not come into use all the time, but you need to learn it to be a well-rounded human. It's like when you learn French in high school. Well, you're probably not using it every day, but it just helps your brain expand. Why do we just stop teaching all that stuff?
Yeah, because we're specialized
then
now.
Then we get to the military, and bogeys, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Wait. What?
Okay. First of all, bogey. Isn't that like an old movie guy?
Is that one over or two over?
All right, Gordo.
At 11 o'clock. That would have sent that 16-year-old into complete
hypnosis.
Who's
bogey? Where's the digital clock?